Bingo.
Action. Good evening, and welcome to Acting Up. I'm Meredith.
And I...
Let me try to say my own name first. Let me try that again. All right. Good evening, and welcome to Acting Up. I'm Meredith.
And I'm Russ.
And I'm Janine.
And I'm Cosima.
Wait a minute.
And I'm Jim.
And I'm Priscilla.
Does it seem a bit crowded here in the booth suddenly? Why did you hire all these people?
Did he say hi? I didn't expect that. That's good.
Hold it! None of you are getting paid.
That sounded like such a great thing. It would have been nice.
Because none of you exist. You're just voices that Russ and I are doing.
Oh, you noticed that.
That's the silliest thing I think I've heard you say thus far.
Maybe. But we made a point about another difference between stage acting and voice acting.
Exactly. Voice actors can play multiple roles much more easily than stage actors can, because nobody sees us.
Producers will sometimes use the same voice actor for multiple roles, for logistic reasons.
It can simply be easier to work with fewer actors, or they might just like one actor's interpretation of multiple roles.
And that works, as long as the VAs can do multiple clearly distinguishable voices.
So that's our challenge. We've borrowed the 3 characters in 3 minutes challenge from Act It.
Each contestant has 3 minutes to portray 3 clearly different characters. This can be any combination of monologues or scenes.
We will be judging primarily on how clearly different the 3 different voices sound, while still looking for the good acting our contestants have been showing.
So let's get started. First up is Lex the Archer.
Jesus. A little melodramatic, don't you think?
I have a flair for drama.
You mind telling me what you're doing in my room?
No. I thought you might like to know what happened between Annette and I. It's over.
Really?
You were right. I can't change. You and I are 2 of a kind. We were meant for each other. I thought we should celebrate.
I'd love to, but unfortunately, I'm expecting some company.
Who? Ronald? You see, I expected your sort of bullshit, so I took the liberty of arranging a little get-together between Ronald and Cecile. You were right. You do get dumped for the innocent little twits. I'm so sorry he chose Cecile over you, but I promised him I'd help see you through your crisis. Now, where were we? Oh yeah, the celebration. What shall we toast to?
To my triumph.
It's not my choice of toast, but it's your call. To your triumph over Annette. What's so funny?
Silly rabbit. My triumph isn't over her. It's over you.
Come again?
You were very much in love with her. And you're still in love with her. But it amused me to make you ashamed of it. You gave up on the first person you ever loved because I threatened your reputation. Don't you get it? You're just a toy, Sebastian. A little toy I like to play with. And now you've completely blown it with her. I think it's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Cheers. Tastes good. So I assume you've come here to make arrangements. But unfortunately, I don't fuck losers. In the end, they put candles on the bodies so their friends, if they had any, could know them in the dark. The city did this free of charge. It was 4 days and nights before the worst of the mob was finally put down. We never knew how many New Yorkers died that week before the city was finally delivered. My father once told me we was all born of blood and tribulation. So then, too, was our great city. But for those of us who had lived and died in them furious days, it was like everything we knew was mightily swept away. And no matter what they did to build this city back up again, for the rest of time, It would be like nobody even knew we was ever here.
Lex! Lex the Archer is up first. I would like to say that you certainly did all three you certainly did three distinct voices. I thought they were all very nice. Very distinct from each other. Obviously, different characters. Maybe not different. I was about to say different ages. Maybe not different ages, but definitely different personalities. They were all consistent in their different types of delivery. And Russ, you can stop me if I'm wrong. Russ, you can stop me if I'm wrong. Sorry, everybody, I'm tired. I can't talk today.
Long day.
Yeah, but that was an Irish accent, and it sounded very, from what I heard, all the different inflections that are characteristic of that style were all there. It was very nicely done. I love Sebastian's voice. I think you did a really nice job of that. That was convincing. I would not have even known that you were a girl hearing that one. The only one that threw me a little bit was the higher pitch voice that you did. I think it, I mean, it sounds great. I couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl. I'm not familiar with the dialogue. I did not go check to see if you had listed what it was.
The first one?
Yeah. The kid. Or the younger.
Oh, I thought that was a very clear and obviously female voice.
It sounded like a kid to me. And it sounded like that until I heard the last line, like, I don't fuck losers. I was like, what? That sounded a very, very odd thing for a younger person to say in this situation. I don't know. It sounds like a kid, not a girl. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, that's what I heard. What'd you hear, Russ?
Well, Lex, I was listening. The first voice came out and said, oh, okay, nice voice. It's a nice, low female voice. Then the second voice came out and it was shockingly low. I said, oh my gosh, that's a heck of a voice for a girl to have. It sounded like a legitimate male voice. And the back and forth between them was really nice. And, you know, what we said, we're focusing on the voices. I'm not going to let you completely off the hook for the things we've been working on all through the season. The pacing between those two is a bit slow. Part of that would probably be mixing. If I'm assuming you recorded them separately and then put them together. And if you do that, you probably don't want to leave quite as much space between the two lines. Also, I think the talking seemed a bit flat for the dramatic potential of the scene. Right up at the very beginning, you've got this comment about a flair for drama, but I didn't hear much of a flair for drama. The voices, however, were very nice. The laugh that your first voice did was very nice and natural. I like that. Then the third voice came in, completely different, completely different feel. You know, I'm busy listening for your natural voice, and I didn't hear it. You did basically American accents for the first two voices, and then an Irish accent for the third, and it was really, really wonderful. In terms of the challenge of sounding different, you absolutely did it. And, you know, let me just add, I went back, because I know you did this, actually, in the first season of Act It, and I went back and listened to what you did there, and wow, you've come a long way from there. This is so much better than what you had before. So I'm very impressed. Really nice job.
I'm going to interrupt. Where's Lex originally from? Or where's Lex now?
Right now she is in school, I think, somewhere in Philadelphia. But she's somewhere from somewhere in the UK, and I do not have the sophistication to tell where her accent is. Not that we've heard it a lot. She's mostly been doing a lot of American accents.
Yeah, I haven't. That's why I couldn't remember if I couldn't remember if you were from overseas or not.
You think
originally,
last round, because you covered it up that well.
Yeah.
Last round, I think she did her normal accent.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
cool.
So, very nice job, and let's see if the rest of the crowd can keep up with you. Let's listen next to 11 Linda.
If I didn't know any better, I'd think that man was the prince's property. How strange. Cares about a stranger who snuck into his kingdom, and yet he's carrying him, offering him kind words. The anger in the guard's words were priceless. Such chivalry seems like that of horny teenage boys, not to men with great responsibilities and leadership. Tricking them will be all but too easy. Quite sad to not have much of a challenge, but probably for the best. I love my home too much to have to find a new one now. How rude! Leave me with the guard and the magic user. How I should kill you for this, prince. And you, guard, how whipped you are. Do you really like being bossed around like that? Why not tell him how he acts? Why not stab him in the back? One day. I've been saying that for over 1,000 years. No one regrets anything. Only thing I still have going is still being alive to dance on their graves.
Well, Dakota Carmel, they're always in need of more farmers in Weird, and think of all the food you can eat. Most group farms have housing for all those that work there. There are many blacksmiths and shoemakers, also some wonderful great chefs. The main cook in the castle is a male. Weird is a pretty safe place for most outsiders. That has changed a small bit with the tension of war, but I know most of the people here don't care where you are from. You'd be safe in Weird. Even if you cannot prove who you are, as long as you are not trying to get close to the castle, just trying to live a simple life. Though, you know, you don't strike me as much of a farmer.
I'm glad my food seems edible to you. I grew it all by myself. You seem to not be one accustomed to all the foods that are grown in this area. Is there something that you'd like to try? Your horse seems very malnourished. Maybe you should... Red eyes. I never seen someone with red eyes. I didn't mean it as a bad thing. It is just I never seen someone with red eyes. A lot of colorful characters. Colorful in a good way. I mean, what do I mean? Well, everyone in Weird is somewhat similar. I mean, it may just be because I've seen them all the time. But it's nice to see some different people. How different they are from the people that live here. And I never seen someone with red eyes. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to say it out loud. Just, it's something that caught my attention. And, well...
11 Linda, you again had different voices. The first voice, whiny and fast-paced. There's a danger with that. It can, if it goes on too long, it can get very hard to listen to. Get to the point where as long as that's what you're going for, I will tell you it got to almost to the point where I wanted to slap you. And if that's good for the character, that's fine. The second one, clear differentiation. Nice, lower, slower pacing. And the third one, you kept more or less the same slower pacing, but it back high. I don't think it was, I'm not sure it was quite as high as the first voice, and you didn't have the whininess. So it was easy to tell them apart. It's unfortunate a little bit, I know, because when you're focusing on voices, it's very easy to get a little sloppy with the acting. I think sort of some of the acting didn't come through as strongly as you would have liked. For the last one, for example, some of the lines made me suspect that there was some potential for showing some fear. Oh, you've got red eyes. And maybe you don't want it to be quite as casual on that. But overall, you did, I think, meet what we were looking for. You clearly showed that you could differentiate your voice, and so you could do multiple characters in one thing. Merity?
I definitely could hear the character in the in different characters in the second and third voice. They're obviously distinctly different from each other in age, and one was slightly lower than the other. Different pacing, like Russ said. The first one, your voice cracks so much. The voice that you used got in the way of the actual lines. And I feel that when that happens, it's no longer becomes a character voice because you can't accurately represent the character. It's an interesting take, but I had a hard time figuring out what the monologue was. It was very incomprehensible to me. It sounded like a lot of whining at times. It was hard to listen to. And to me, that doesn't make a... If that happens with a character voice that you've chosen, then you need to choose a different character voice. So to me, I guess it doesn't sound like another character voice to me. Just it sounds like the third voice. Actually, if you tack that on to the end of the third voice, because the third voice kind of like peaked a little bit near the end of her monologue, you could actually run it all together as going from nervousness into being upset into freaking out and just going and just having that high pitch, I don't know what to do kind of thing going on. That said, after all that, sorry. That said, you did do a good job on this, and I know doing character voices can be hard, especially coming up with different distinct ones. I didn't hear three voices. That's just me, I guess.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Then let's listen to Temporary Butterfly.
You know, for what it's worth, I actually enjoyed some of my romps. But there comes a time when a gal wants more. And now, all this gal wants is to settle down with her loving sweetheart.
You and the Joker?
Right, a roomie. I don't think I like it. Cut out! You give me the grapes!
Fool! The Joker doesn't love anything except himself! Wake up, Harlene! He had you pegged for hired help the minute you walked into Arkham!
No! He told me things. Secret things that he never told
was
anyone.
Was his line about the abusive father? Or the one about the runaway mom? He's getting a lot of sympathy with that one.
Stop it! You're making me confused!
What was it that he told that one parole officer? Oh, yeah. There was only one time I ever saw Dad really happy. He took me to the ice show when I was 7.
Circus. He said it was the
He's
circus.
He's got a million of them, Harley.
You're wrong! My plan does love me! He does! You're the problem! And now, you're gonna die! And make everything right!
Well then, how can you say such a thing? I want you to get married. How many times have I said to you, I want you to get married? Only this morning I was saying to your father, I said, Sextimus, I want that boy to get married. It just isn't normal for a boy that age to stay single, I said, after all. He is a prince, don't forget that. And he is next in line for the throne. I mean, we're not exactly the oldest people in the world, but on the other hand, we're not going to live forever, and I would just feel much better, much easier, and much more relaxed in my mind if I knew that that boy were married, settled down, and set. And that's absolutely verbatim exactly what I said to your father this morning. Of course, he didn't say anything. He never does. Well, You are a prince, and you must marry someone suitable. Someone who's good enough, smart enough, and fine enough for my good, nice, sweet, beautiful baby boy. And of course, she has to be a princess. I mean, a real princess. A genuine, bona fide princess, just as I was. That is what you want, isn't it? Someone like me? Of course you do. Oh, God, if I were only 20 years younger. Just remember this. You must trust me.
Go.
Okay, temporary butterfly. I heard three distinct voices. They all sounded very nice. I want to say with the first clip... Or the clip.
Scene.
The first, yeah, scene, dialogue with the first scene. As just from a mixing standpoint, this isn't have to do with voice, it's just from a mixing standpoint. Be careful of overlapping your voices too much. Even when characters talk at the same time, you need to have a little space in between their lines to make sure that we hear each voice distinctly. It took one or two times for me to hear the Hartley, and I missed who the other character was.
She doesn't say, but from the context, it's Batgirl.
Okay. Gotcha. Talking over each other, and I missed some of the stuff the first time. I had to go back and listen to them again. But that's beside the point. All three characters had nice clarity to them. You had a challenge with the Hartley voice in making the high-pitched voice work, especially with that particular kind of diction and delivery that Hartley uses.
Harley Quinn.
I know.
Okay,
don't get on my case. I've had a really long day.
I'm sorry.
Like this far away from breaking down, guys, so I apologize if I'm getting things wrong or I'm biting people's heads off. I really don't mean to.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's my fault for not having cable or satellite or any kind of access to the outside world.
Or being comic book obsessed.
Yeah. Well, I used to watch Batman a lot. I just can't remember anything. I have a friend whose name is Andrew Hartley. I just saw him an hour ago. So, Harley, I do know who Harley is, and you did a nice job of portraying her. The third voice, I thought it was a very nice job. You had a high society character, obviously, and I like that you put in a bit of a nasal quality, both a nasal quality and a particular focus on enunciation. Both are characteristics of that kind of person, of that kind of a person in society. So I thought there was a very nice attention to detail there. Russ?
I was very pleased with this one. Your Harley, not only were the voices very clearly different, the characters were different, and the acting was strong. They had energy, very good energy for all of them. Harley Quinn, you portrayed very effectively as a bit insane, very much over the top, but not excessively so. And by contrast, your Batgirl was very nice and sympathetic and low-voiced and slow. And then when you brought in your Queen voice, as Meredith said, she sounded very regal, very distinguished, and rambling on as the character does. And it just all really, really worked. I think this may be the best I've heard you all season. I don't really have too much more to add than that. Oh. Meredy already gave you the note about mixing.
Oh, that's a nice listen.
Yes. Very nice.